This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've talked about the formation of a rapid response fund of sorts that the Galesburg Community Foundation has set up that's similar to ones in other communities that have been set up since and before the COVID-19 outbreak. And the governor, as you know, has also set up one for the state of Illinois that his sister Penny Pritzker is administrating and is in charge of at this point. And they've already collected a lot of money at this point, including a couple million dollars from Governor Pritzker himself. And now the first round of money has been distributed from that state of Illinois rapid response fund. And the Galesburg Community Foundation's getting some of that. So we're going to talk about that tonight with Executive Director Josh Gibb, who is on the line. And I have a feeling that Josh didn't need an excuse to socially distance himself from me. I appreciate your time, Josh.
Well, you know, you're one of my favorite radio people ever.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
No, it's nice to be on tonight. Thanks for talking with me.
Well, it's nice to be recognized. Thanks thanks for coming on as well. Let's, for folks who don't know, before we talk about this money that's been received, talk about this fund you set up and what kind of led you to go that route.
Sure. So a few weeks ago now, the Community Foundation led along with our partners, some local partners, local foundations, and created a rapid response fund, which we wanted to give people a place both to give and also nonprofits a singular place to give. To get grants that they need. So we led that fund with $145,000 locally, and people have started contributing to it. It's been very nice to see those in our community want to really give the resources so they're getting into the hands of people who need them. So that happened a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Really about the same time we were creating our fund, that's when the Alliance of Illinois Community Foundations and the State United Way organization, along with the governor's office, created the Illinois COVID Relief Fund. And as you mentioned, the governor appointed his sister, Penny Pritzker, who is a former U.S. Commerce Secretary, to mm-hmm. lead the efforts, both in raising the dollars necessary and putting the team in place to really distribute the resources. And to date, they have raised, I think, right around $28 million.
Phenomenal.
And the first round of funding has come out, and that was a little more than $5.5 million.
And I want to get back to that part of it in just a second, but just so folks know, the $145,000 that was started in this fund locally that you have was, I guess, for lack of a better term, sourced from a number of other funds. Is that what I'm gathering?
So the local $145,000 that we started with, that came from good partners right here local. That's all mm-hmm. local resources. So the Community Foundation was a partner with the Toomey Foundation, the G.L. Vitale Family Foundation, McLean Family Endowment Fund, the Warren County United Way, and the Knox County United Way. So collectively, those groups put $145,000 aside for the local response to this crisis, and crisis that happens after COVID-19.
Yeah, I want to make sure that's emphasized here, because this won't probably, I don't want to say probably, but I guess I just did, help if there's another similar crisis or disaster or something like this that affects our community in the future, not just COVID-19.
Right. So the fund now is a permanent part of what of a place that people in our region can give to.
Mm-hmm.
The dollars, though, you know, because the Community Foundation talks so often about endowment and creating endowment, I want to make sure that everyone realizes that $145,000 is not an endowment. Those dollars are set aside to be spent on the emergency needs facing our community now. If there are dollars that aren't spent, those dollars will reside for the next crisis that comes. So yes, it's certainly again a permanent part of the community, but it is not a permanent resource. Those dollars have been given to be spent on emergency need, which, you know, I think that I continue to be proud of our region, because these are partners who are coming together and wanting to really show and lead that by partnership and by collaboration, our community really is stronger.
Absolutely. And I've been kind of saying on a number of occasions here in the last couple of weeks that as tragic as the situation is and as alarming as the situation is, there's always an opportunity for the community to come out and do a whole lot of good and help a whole lot of people. And that's exactly what's been happening in a number of ways, not just this fund, mm-hmm. since this crisis kind of began.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Yeah, I am every day proud that this is the place that I have been raised, that this is that this region is the place where my family is being raised, because there's genuine care from person to person.
Absolutely.
So it's a wonderful place.
Absolutely. In addition, you mentioned that there has been some giving into the fund from the community. We have a link to where you can give on our COVID-19 relief page on WGIL.com. But how much has been given? How much giving has been done by the community since you first put in this initial $145,000?
I guess I should have been a little better prepared, because I honestly don't have an exact number for you, Will. I do know that it's well over now $150,000.
Great.
And those amounts that have been coming in have been of all sizes. And so what has been great for me to see, again, is that the community and really the entire region has been responding with what they can do. And that's really what the fund is designed for.
Absolutely. So now let's move on to the big boost you got from the state's fund here. There were contributions, large and small, made to organizations all around Illinois, and the Galesburg Community Foundation got a nice chunk of change to help bolster the local fund in a big way.
Yeah, so the Illinois COVID Relief Fund, again, like we talked about, was something in coordination with both the Alliance of Illinois Community Foundations and the State United Way, and then again the Governor's Office. So primarily, there's going to be several rounds of this. I think it's also fair for listeners to know that during this process and during really the infrastructure that's been put into place, that I was actually asked and appointed to serve within the grant working group of this sort of process. And so, you know, I got to see, or we'll get to see moving forward, some of the applications that come in. But the Community Foundations and the United Ways were the primary recipients of this first round of funding. And the belief is, because this is the way that we're set up, Community Foundations and United Ways are already providing grants directly to nonprofits that mm-hmm. are providing need in their communities. So the idea is that's the infrastructure in which the more specific grants are going to get made. So the Illinois COVID Fund gives money to us, and then the Community Foundation, working with our grants process, is going to get that money to the direct hands of nonprofit organizations.
How did you end up getting involved in this grant-making working group, Josh?
Well, I'm on the board of the Alliance of Illinois Community Foundation, okay. which is our state association. I'm also on the board of Forefront, which is the state association for all funders and all nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that was important in this process was really getting some geographic diversity and making sure that the state was represented, and my name was recommended, and I was happy and willing to serve.
As if you didn't have anything else to do, right?
Nothing else going on.
No, not at all. You're not having to teach your kids at home or anything right now.
Well, you know, Will, I am a lucky guy, because there's a lot of good partnership, and my kids are a little bit older, so they're somewhat self-sufficient. So,
there you go.
That hasn't been too bad, but you know, honestly, to be able to serve and to be able to represent not just our region specifically, but rural regions, has been very worthwhile so far, and hopefully worthwhile to the way that the distribution process has worked and will work going forward.
Okay, and we should note, I think it was something like $5.5 million has been divvied out in this first round from the state fund. Have you gotten any request yet for funding of this local dollars? And or if not, how do you see that process working?
So we have started getting a few applications, and we anticipate that we're going to get more. A lot of those applications and the conversations we've had right now, again, are focusing on direct need. And that is, food, shelter, healthcare, things like that. There's been some need for, PPE. Some of the things that we've actually heard about, again, I think have been well replicated. Some things that we're looking into as well, this is something where there are entities in our town who are serving, small segments of the population, but they're vulnerable populations. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that they have the resources that they need. And we're also just trying to make sure that the dollars that we're going to be granting don't, I've been saying, don't bump into other dollars that get spent. So this $5.5 million that was just released from the Illinois COVID Fund, that's round one. Round two is going to be happening soon, and that's going to be going to a lot of statewide agencies. So larger organizations that will probably distribute to local chapters. So okay. When those types of things happen, we're just trying to make sure that there's efficiency and that the dollars are really being spent and that we're really covering all the needs as we can best understand them right now.
Yeah, that said, I imagine, though, you probably don't want to wait too long to start dispersing some of this money once you've got everything organized and efficient and that sort of thing, though.
Yeah, our hope is that we'll be able to make the first round of grants from this fund next week.
Okay, very good. And is there a process with which, if there's an entity that thinks they could use some of this money, is there a way, should they contact the foundation? How would that work?
Yeah, so the application for the Rapid Response Fund is on our website. So if you go to yourgcs.org/rapidresponse, you're going to see both a place for application and a place to give.
Okay.
And then again, checks and applications and inquiries are being made to the office via phone or mail. And, while we might be sheltering in place, we're still fully connected to the work that's happening. So just reach out. And that'll be a good way for us to get to know what need is. The other thing that we've been able to see, which has also been great, is as need has been described to us, that need really changes, and these dollars have been very flexible to address the changing need that organizations have had. So it's really a great resource. We're going to get it into the hands of nonprofits just as quick as possible, but also with a level of efficiency, knowing that those that have real need are going to get the dollars.
All right, very good. And again, you can find links to the Illinois COVID-19 Response Fund and the Galesburg Community Foundation's Rapid Response Fund as well, both on our COVID-19 page at WGIL.com. Josh Gibb, Executive Director of the Galesburg Community Foundation. I called you the Executive Director. You're actually, you've actually got a fancier title than that, right? It's been a long couple of weeks. I can't keep track of everything.
as long as you call me Josh Gibb, it really doesn't matter after that. Well, but thank you. Yes, I do have a different title. It's all right.
Well, Josh, thank you so much. Gosh, I feel ridiculous now. But anyway, thank you so much for your time and for all the work that you're doing for the community, especially during this time as well. Thanks again.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you for letting people know how they can stay connected with us.
We'll come back with Kim Commando next on Galesburg's Evening News.